Hello, I'm Roy. I'm a grateful recovering addict. Today I'd like to read out of the NA basic text, the 6th edition, chapter 10, more will be revealed. But first I'd like to take a moment of silence for the addicts who are still suffering in and out of the rooms, followed by the Trinity Prayer, moment of silence.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference just for today. More will be revealed. As our recovery progressed, we became increasingly aware of ourselves and the world around us. Our needs, our wants, our assets, and liabilities were revealed to us. We came to realize that we had no power to change the outside world. We can only change ourselves. The program of Narcotics Anonymous provides an opportunity for us to ease the pain of living through spiritual principles. We are very fortunate to have had this program. Before, very few people recognized that addiction was a disease. Recovery was only a dream. The responsible, productive, drug-free lives of thousands of members illustrate the effectiveness of our program. Recovery is a reality for us today. By working the steps, we are building our fractured personalities. Narcotics Anonymous is a healthy environment for growth. As a fellowship, we love and cherish one another, supporting our new way of life together. As we grow, we come to understand humility as acceptance of both our assets and our liabilities. What we want most is to feel good about ourselves. Today we have real feelings of love, hope, joy, hope, sadness, excitement. Our feelings are not our old drug-induced feelings. Sometimes we find ourselves caught up and old ideals, even with time in the program. The basics are always important to recovery. We need to avoid old thinking patterns, both old ideals and the tendency towards complacency. We cannot afford to become complacent because our disease is with us 24 hours a day. Practicing these principles, we allow ourselves to feel superior or inferior. We isolate ourselves. We are hidden for trouble. If we feel apart from other addicts, separation from the atmosphere of recovery and from the spirit of service to others slows our spiritual growth. Complacency keeps us from goodwill, love, and compassion. If we are unwilling to listen to others, we will deny the need for improvement. We learn to become flexible and to admit when others are right and we are wrong. As new things are revealed, we feel renewed. We need to stay open-minded and willing to do that one extra thing, go to one extra meeting, stay on the phone one extra minute, and help a newcomer stay clean one extra day. This extra effort is vital to our recovery. We come to know ourselves for the first time. We experience new sensations, to love, to be loved, to know that people care about us, and to have concern and compassion for others. We find ourselves doing and enjoying things that we never thought we would be doing. We make mistakes, and we accept and learn from them. We experience failure and we learn how to succeed. Often we have to face some type of crisis during our recovery, such as the death of a loved one, financial difficulties, or divorce. These are realities of life and they don't go away just because we get clean. Some of us, even after years of recovery, find ourselves jobless, homeless, and penniless. We entertained the thought that staying clean was not pain. And the old thinking stirred up self-pity, resentment, and anger. No matter how painful life's tragedies can be for us, one thing is clear, we must not use no matter what. This is a program of total absence. There are times, however, such as in cases of health problems involving surgeries and or extreme physical injuries, when medication may be valid. This does not constitute a license to use. There is no safe use of drugs for us. Our bodies don't know the difference between the drugs prescribed by a physician for pain and the drugs prescribed by ourselves to get high. And as addicts, our skill at self-deception will be at its peak in such a situation. Often our minds will manufacture additional pain as an excuse to use. Turning it over to our higher power and getting the support of our sponsor and other members can prevent us from becoming our own worst enemies. Being alone during such times would give our disease an opportunity to take over. Honest sharing can dispel our fears and relapse. Serious illness or surgeries can present particular problems for us. Physicians should have specific knowledge of our addiction. Remember that we, not our doctors, are ultimately responsible for our recovery and our decisions. To minimize the danger, there are a few specific options that we may consider. Using local anesthesia, avoiding our drug of choice, stopping drug use while we are still hurting, and spending extra days in the hospital in case withdrawal occurs, are some of our options. Whatever pain we experience will pass. Through prayer, meditation, and sharing, we keep our minds off our discomfort and have the strength to keep our priorities in order. It is imperative to keep the NA members close to us at all times, if possible. It is amazing how our minds will go back to our old ways and old thinking. You'd be surprised how much pain we can handle without medication. In this program of total absence, however, we need to feel no guilt after having taken a minimum amount of medication prescribed by an informed professional for extreme physical pain. We grow through pain and recovery and often find that such a crisis is a gift, an opportunity to experience growth by living clean. Before recovery, we were unable to even conceive of the thought that problems brought gifts. This gift may be finding strength within ourselves or regaining that feeling of self-respect that we had lost. Spiritual growth, love, and compassion are idle potentials unless shared with a fellow addict. By giving unconditional love in a fellowship, we can become more loving, and by sharing spiritual growth, we become more spiritual. By carrying this message to another addict, we are reminded of our own beginnings. Having had the opportunity to remember old feelings and behaviors, we are able to see our personal and spiritual growth. In the process of answering the questions of another, our own thinking becomes clearer. Newer members are a constant source of hope, ever reminding us that the program works. We have the opportunity to live the knowledge acquired by staying clean when we work with newcomers. We have learned to value the respect of others. We are pleased when people depend on us. For the first time in our lives, we may be asked to serve in positions of responsibility in the community, organizations outside of NA. Our opinions, our thoughts, and valued by non-addicts in areas other than addiction and recovery. We can enjoy our families in a new way and become a new credit to them instead of an embarrassment or a burden. They can be proud of us today. Our individual interests can be broadened to include social or even political issues. Hobbies and recreation gives us new pleasure. It gives us good feeling to know that aside from our value to others as recovering addicts, we are also a value as a human being. I'm going to stop right there because chapter 10 is pretty lengthy. You know, that little bit I read says a mouthful. Because, you know, if you are in physical pain and a medical professional has prescribed you pain medicine, there's nothing wrong with taking it as prescribed. You know, I would suggest, you know, weaning yourself off of it, skipping the dose here and there, making sure that you ain't, you know, becoming too dependent on it. But, you know, the service work of helping others and sharing our message is what this is really all about. I've got over 5 years, 5 months, and a few days clean now. And I can't fathom turning my back on recovery because, you know, I know the minute I become complacent, where I think that I've done enough, a short be the day that my addiction will take root again. And it will lead me down that twisted spiral road that leads back to the madness. You know, and I don't want to return to being a 54-year-old gangster, not worried about nobody or nothing, including myself, you know, chasing the dollar, chasing the drugs. That kind of life, there's nothing in it, you know. I've been there, done that, and I can honestly say I live a better life today because of the program of Narcotics Anonymous and the fellowship. Thank you all for listening. God bless you, and you have a great night.